Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to INOX India Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Salim Choksi from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 FY24 earnings call of INOX India Limited. We have with us the management represented by Mr. Deepak Acharya, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Pavan Logar, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Sunil Lalti, Head Investor Relations. I will now hand over the call to Krishna Patel from EY to put out the cautionary statement, and we will then proceed with the management comments. Thank you, and over to you, Krishna.
Thank you, Salim, and good evening, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all to INOX India Limited's conference call for the analysts and institutional investors to discuss the Q4 and FY24 financial results. Please note a copy of the disclosures is available in the investor section of the website as well as on the stock exchange. Anything said on this call which reflects the outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Deepak Acharya, the CEO, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Krishna, and good evening, everyone, and warm welcome to all of you on the result conference call of INOX India Limited. The audited financial result as well as the investor presentation for Q4 and FY24 have been uploaded on the stock exchange. Hope you have had a chance to review the same. I would like to touch upon the key developments that took place during the financial year 2024 at INOX India. The company successfully got listed on NSE and BSE on 21st December 2023. The company successfully commissioned the new plant at Savli, Gujarat, in a record time of 6 months and has started receiving orders from various global customers. During the year, your company has maintained approvals and received revalidation from ASME, DOT US, EN, NSF certification, and approval from major industrial gas and LNG companies for cryogenic equipment for domestic global market, and in addition, have received patent approvals. Our design engineering team has exhibited its leadership position by developing new products for hydrogen, helium, and LNG market. The company has received several engineering system projects for IG/LNG business, for which we have taken requisite steps to augment resources in design engineering and project management to handle critical job meeting stringent quality requirements. Supported by buoyant market situation worldwide for our existing products used in industrial gases, LNG, hydrogen, and evolving new other applications, we have a robust order backlog of 1,087 crore as on FY24, with 55% orders from industrial gas, 20% orders from LNG, and balance 25% orders from cryoscientific division. Export order comprised of 52% of the order backlog. We have actively participated in various public sector tenders, which are at different stages of awarding. In addition, we are engaged in discussion with numerous private customers for building LNG infrastructure in India. During FY24, the order inflow was 1,193 crores, up by 14% year-on-year. Let me highlight certain key developments in each of our business divisions. Industrial gas. Industrial gas registered a quarterly revenue of 162 crores and a full-year revenue of 731 crores, contributing 63% of our total income. We are continuously working on green energy initiatives to reduce the carbon footprint and have designed liquid hydrogen storage vessels, which are certified by Korean statutory authorities and have been dispatched in a timely manner with highest quality and safety requirement. These tanks are now commissioned to complete satisfaction of the customer. As a part of National Green Hydrogen Mission, certain leading conglomerates are in the process of setting up facilities for green hydrogen production capacity, of 5 MTPA by 2030. This shall provide ample opportunity for us in the near future. Standard storage tanks and macro bulk continue to sustain demand from India, Middle East, North and South America and advancements in the Europe. There is a consistent demand for engineered nitrogen storage vaporization backup system from EPC clients in FEA region and major IG companies in Middle East and North and South America. LNG division registered a quarterly revenue of 73 crores and full year revenue of 322 crores, contributing 28% of the total income. During the year, the company has installed and commissioned large LNG satellite station for a key industry players. During the year, the company has successfully increased footprints in Central America, Caribbean area, substantially by commissioning several LNG stations to meet the clean fuel. The company also won key orders from LCNG stations from CGD companies and as well as installed commissioned several LCNG stations for CGD companies to enhance their reach of CNG and PNG to users in geographical areas where pipeline network does not exist. With the stabilization of LNG prices, the market for LNG fueling stations, LCNG stations, LNG fuel tanks for vehicles would continue to grow in India. In August 23, company signed an MOU with Adani Total Gas to strengthen LNG ecosystem in India. This is expected to enhance the pace of adoption of LNG as a fuel for trucks and mining applications. This is expected to enhance the pace of adoption of LNG as a fuel for trucks and mining applications. LNG and natural gas continue to be preferred low carbon footprint fuel in the near term as the world looks for alternate clean fuel towards the journey towards net zero. Inox market for LNG satellite stations for industrial users, captive power generations in Caribbean and South American region is expected to keep growing. Cryoscientific division. Cryoscientific registered a quarterly revenue of 42 crores and a full year revenue of 79 crores, contributing to 7% of our revenue. During the year, company signed an MOU with IUAC for development of superconducting magnet-based system. We are happy to inform you that Cryoscientific division has shown excellent quality performance at ITER site in France and has received major order for vacuum panel repair work. On the financial performance, I am pleased to inform you that the company recorded its highest ever total income of ₹1,162 crore and EBITDA of 284 crore during FY24. During FY24, the EBITDA and PAT margins are 24% and 17% respectively. The company recorded highest ever export revenue of 641 crores, up by 44% year on year. The financial year ends at a comfortable net cash position of 258 crores even after undergoing an capex of 100 crores plus during this year. The year saw robust performance by all our major business segments. Historically, on an annualized basis, the total income of the company has been growing at a CAGR of 24% over the previous 3 years. We at Inox gives high level of importance for safety of our employees and series of activities were planned during the year for improving their awareness on safety. Lastly, I would like to acknowledge and thankful to all of you and stakeholders who are associated with the Inox AVA and above all our employees. I am greatly thankful to them for delivering good performance. This concludes my planned remark and now I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Pawan Logar to take us through the financial highlights before we open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you, Deepak, and good evening to everyone present in the call today. I shall summarize the consolidated financial highlights for the quarter and 12 months are as below. During the quarter, total income was at Rs. 287 crores, a growth of 19% from 242 crores in Q4-23. During the quarter, EBITDA was at 64 crores, a growth of 38% from 47 crores in Q4-23. EBITDA margin was 22.4%, a sharp 316 BPS increase from 19.3% in Q4 FY23. due to decrease in COGS by 824 basis points. However, the impact was partially offset by an increase in employee and other expenses by 508 basis points year to year. During the quarter, PAT was at rupees 44 crores, a growth of 44% from 31 crores in Q4 23. PAT margin was at 15.34%, a sharp 268 basis points increase from 12.7% in Q4 FY23. Now, yearly results. During financial year 24, the company recorded a total income of 1162 crores, a growth of 18% from 986 crores in FY23. During FY24, the company recorded highest ever EBITDA of 282 crores, a growth of 25% from 225 crores in FY23. EBITDA margin was at 24.2%, a sharp 145 basis points increase from 22.8% in FY23. During FY24, PAT was at 196 crores, a growth of 27% from 155 crores in FY23. PAT margin was at 16.19%, a sharp 117 basis points increase from 15.7% in FY23. During FY24, the company recorded highest export revenue of 641 crores, up by 44% YOY. And comprising 55% of the total income. Order backlog as on 31st March 2024 is on to the tune of 1087 crores, with 55% orders from IG, 20% order from LNG and 25% orders from CSD division. Exports comprising 52% of the total order booking. The total debt as on FY24 is almost nil, providing adequate room to raise debt in future. Total net worth as on FY24 is rupees 649 crores. The company has comfortable net cash position of 253 crores as on March 24 and after incurring a capex of 100 crores plus towards Savli plant. In June 2023, CRISIL rating has upgraded our bank loan rating from CRISIL A plus positive to CRISIL AA minus stable and reaffirmed short-term bank facilities at CRISIL A1 plus. This concludes my update on the financial highlights of the company. I shall now request the moderator to open the floor for questions and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Ankur Sharma from HDFC Life. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening. Thanks for your time. I had a couple of questions. One on your order book, that's grown by about 8% in FY24 over the previous year. So then how do you see top-line growth for FY25? Is it that, you get orders during 25 and that also gets executed and therefore you can still do maybe a mid-teen or a high-teen kind of top-line growth? Is that how we should kind of look at it?
Normally, based on the order book and whatever the new targets we are having for the new year, there are products like maybe the disposable cylinder and the new stainless steel containers line which we have started in Savli. They are very small, you can say, lead time. We can start producing within 4 weeks or 6 weeks after getting the order.
Hello.
Two products.
Sorry, I lost you in the middle, Sachin. Can you hear me?
And here?
Now you're better. Please go ahead.
Just wanted to tell you, besides our normal products, we have like disposable cylinders and the new plant where we have started manufacturing the stainless steel containers. They have very small lead time and that means the production time is very less for these products. So, as we get the orders, we can immediately dispatch it within 4 to 6 weeks time.
Okay. So you're trying to say that you can actually get the order and bill it in the same year, right? So the sales can be higher than your order book growth. That's what how you should look at it. Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Okay, got that. Okay. Fair. And sir, in terms of order bookings, any targets that you have in mind, anything you can share? So that was a 14% this year. Or you should help us, which are the areas or geographies where you're seeing strong growth, which would help you kind of...
On order book side, if you see, we have already a very good order book in hand as on today.
Yeah, yeah.
Forward, we are seeing that there are plenty of opportunities for LNG market because as you see, slightly there was a dip in the last quarter of LNG order book, maybe because there are some many big projects which are in line and which could not be materialized in Q4 of last year, but we are expecting that this will be finalized in the Q1 or Q2 max.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair. Okay. So secondly, when I look at your other expenses, there seems to be a significant jump in Q4, both on a Q1Q, also on a YOY basis. So any reason for this big jump in other operating expenditure? The other expenditure line item in the P&L?
Then,
the other expenses are actually, the final audit has been done now. And, because of the listed company, some expenses like debtors, etc., the new rules are coming on the listed company. And due to that, we have booked that amount also as expense. And that is the reason that in Q4, the amount is becoming little bit higher than earlier quarters. Another thing is this Savli has been capitalized now.
So do we see it at these levels or is it going to go back to that 60, 70 odd crore number where it was previously?
Again, please.
I said on a quarterly basis, do you expect this number to be in this 90 crore range or do you think it goes back to the 60, 70 crore quarterly run rate where it was previously?
And it will become a little bit higher, but not too much.
Okay, understand. Okay, fair. And thirdly, sir, when I look at your overall sales for the year, it seems obviously exports have done very well. So there's a very strong jump of, I think, some 44% there. But clearly, domestic sales have seen a slight decline. So is it just the mix of the order book which is driving this, or is there anything else you want to talk about there?
Mainly like it depends from quarter to quarter. There are some export orders, some domestic orders. Mm-hmm. And export orders, especially when there are big custom-built equipment, and when they get dispatched, you have immediate sell, which figures goes up. So that way, domestic market is like standard tanks is the most conventional tanks which we are selling.
Right.
Those are in the exports, mainly into Middle East, America, South America, and all these places. So that's why you can find that difference. But otherwise, both almost like if you see 55% is your export and 45% is your domestic sales.
Right. Got that. Okay. And just the last question, sir, on this, BSE release, you mentioned some CVD and some investigation by the U.S. Trade Commission, right? So if you could just help us, what exactly is that? What could be the outcome and what is your exposure to that market, in that sense? Yeah.
Actually, what happened, if you know, we have one product called as the disposable cylinders. Okay.
Yes. Sure.
In-ton cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-dumping case to Inox India. And we have fought this case very clearly with them. And on overall basis, now the results are out. Preliminary last quarter was a preliminary investigation results. Mm-hmm. But now with this final verdict which has come from this US DOC, mm-hmm. Inox India has received only 0% anti-dumping, whereas CVD is 2.26% and cash deposit rate of 0%. So whatever they are saying is we could present our case very strongly and we got a 0% anti-dumping duty.
Okay, so there would not be any material impact for us. Got it.
Yeah, this is basically disposable cylinders to US market, and hence our order booking from this product will be more stronger now. Our competitors have got little higher percent of anti-dumping and CVD.
Okay, sir, great. Thank you so much. All the best. Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepesh Agarwal from UTI Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. My first question is that I look at the EBITDA margin ex of other income. You have been doing somewhere around 23% margin in the last three quarters. However, this quarter, the number is more like a 19%. So is there a kind of a quarterly seasonal weakness in the margin in fourth quarter, or there was some one-offs during the quarter?
No, it is one-off only. We are normally getting the margin of EBITDA is around 21 to 25. And it depends on order to order also, what we dispersed and what we got on that order, that is the only reason. Otherwise, there is no seasonal impact on this.
Okay, so it would be an order mix, not a one-off expense. Right?
It is on order mix only.
Understood. And for the year, if I see the export order book, it's actually down 13%. So what led to this kind of a weakness in the export market?
No, our export market, there is no weakness, but there are certain times big orders which are more and the small orders are less. So that extent, slight variations takes place. But overall, if you see the average yearly percentage-wise exports, we are almost like 55% exports.
Right. With this order book, would it be possible to grow at that 20% kind of a mark which we were guiding earlier?
We are very confident because there is a lot of movement which we are seeing in LNG as well as in cryoscientific division. And both these divisions are growing very strong. It's that we have like in IG hydrogen as the main thrust area what we are pushing. So we are hopeful that all the three divisions will really push us and help us in growing at the rate of what we are doing in the past.
Sure. And what was the revenue for beverage tags? And can you just highlight the timelines now for the scale-up?
Actually, the last year was hardly 3-4 months we could produce. So we have sold, order book of around 22 crores, and we have sold almost 16 crores cakes from our plant. And this year we have a very good plan, almost like 200,000 cylinders we are expecting to be dispatched from this year.
This will translate into what kind of revenue?
Somewhere around 80 to 100 crores.
Okay, sure. Thank you, and I'll join back the case.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suraj, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Hello, this is Suraj. Your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Hello, Mr. Suraj. Your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, can you hear me right now?
Yeah.
So my query is regarding the CapEx plan, what you're going to have it. And one more thing is that regarding the transportation of hydrogen we are talking about. So in current scenario, the only hydrogen tanks is the only solution for transportation of hydrogen. Or do we have any other mode of transportation for hydrogen transportation we have it?
Like, see, we are into the business of liquid hydrogen. Okay, we are not in the business of gaseous hydrogen. So what we have done is we have developed various products for hydrogen. We have like storage equipment where the liquid hydrogen can be stored. We have developed now trailers for carrying out the hydrogen and IMO containers. So these are the two main products which will be used for transportation of liquid hydrogen from one place to the other. So, and we find that over a period of time, there will be substantial improvement in the requirement of these products in the market, as hydrogen is the future fuel, which will be very soon, will be implemented all over the world.
Okay, and regarding the CapEx plans?
CapEx plan for the next year is around 100 crores. For our new Savli plant, we have already started expanding our additional sheds with the tune of around 80 crores, and other maintenance CapEx and other CapEx for other plants is around 20-25 crores.
And all these are going to be internal accruals?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants are requested to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Darshil Javeri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking a question. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah.
Firstly, sir, congratulations on a great set of results, sir. So just wanted to understand, sir, currently, sir, with our order book of our current existing businesses, could we see a growth of mid-teens and another additional 100 crores from a new Savli plant? Is that a fair way to look at it, sir?
Yeah. Savli plant, we already started manufacturing of the stainless steel containers. At the same time, our cryoscientific division, we have started repair work of vacuum vessel panels, which we have received from ITER, and that itself will cover up this whole requirement. So we are very confident that we can, 100 plus, we can definitely achieve from our Savli plant this year.
Okay, perfect. And so any kind of revenue guidance that we would give for FY25? And also, sir, just wanted to know, sir, our EBITDA is what we said right now on the call, 21-25%. So that is the range that we would look at it, sir. Any more operating leverage or, you know, higher value orders that we can expect, sir?
There are very high value orders which we are expecting, but that will not be finished in this financial year, because there are big projects which will take at least 18 months to 2 years time. Okay, and on the EBITDA levels, yes, definitely we have very positive mindset on this, and our products are very high technological products, where the EBITDA levels you can achieve in the 21-24% what we have achieved in the past, and we have consistent results so far. So we don't expect that it is to go down in near future.
Okay, perfect. And sir, just wanted to ask, post-election, do we see a lot of public sector orders coming back? So any kind of, you know, outlook on what kind of, you know, orders that we could see coming from, maybe in Q2 or something along those lines?
And today only I read in the Times of India that public sector units are going to invest heavily, because they have not been doing it for last couple of years. So if you see like Petronet, GAIL, and so many IOCL, BPCL, HPCL, everybody is putting a lot of investment in the LNG sector, and I think that is definitely going to help us in the LNG sector.
Okay, and so my last question, sir, in terms of like around, you know, a 3-year vision, where do we see the company, sir, in terms of, can we, you know, reach 2,000 crore in sales, or, you know, any kind of, you know, vision that we have, internal targets, you know, for the next 3 years?
Sir, we should surpass all these numbers. What you are thinking?
Oh, okay. Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much. All the best from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So how much was the sales from disposable cylinders in FY24? And we expecting a final verdict in the next 2 weeks. So any guidance for revenue from disposable cylinders in FY25?
I think it was 90 crores, sir. Just a minute, on this disposable cylinder, the entire year, I'll just tell you. But the outlook is very good, because we have won the case for the anti-dumping, and we have received 0% dumping from for Inox India, whereas our competitors have got 8.5% in total. So we have the advantage of around 7-8% better order booking, advantage over our competitors. So we are expecting good order booking for disposable cylinder this year. And there is, besides the normal disposal cylinder for refrigerant gases, we have developed products for helium cylinders as well, and which we have supplied a few containers to the US market. Especially these are for party balloon system, and there is very good potential. I recently visited the customer, and they are happy to receive our products in a great way. So I think there will be a good potential for our disposable cylinders for refrigerant gases and as well as the helium cylinders.
Okay. Yeah. In 2024, the sale was of 98 crores for disposable cylinders. Yes. We see that it will improve a lot next year.
So can it double for next year since we have, will have almost 9 months of production and sales?
Around 150, 160, I think we should reach.
Okay. And so our working capital has increased in FY24. So any specific reason for it? And have our levels of advances from customers reduced as of March?
Actually, what happens in this year, we got some big orders, especially from ITER as well as government companies. In this, there is no advance. The advance is very less. Whereas from the private customers, we got in last year, we got very good advances against the orders. Normally, on the basis of this percentage completion method, we are getting the advances. But in case of government companies as well as ITER, we are getting the funds only when we dispatch the goods. So that is the basic reason of reduction in advances in this year, is because especially order mix has been changed. But not we have the this advances of around 200 crores, 250 crores in this at the year end.
250 crores as of March. Okay. And sir, just one clarification on the earlier question. What was the exact reason for higher other expenses? I heard that you made some kind of provisions for receivables. Is it right?
Yeah, this is as per law actually. There is, especially in Ind AS, you have to book, one book entry is required, compulsory required for the debtors. How many debtors you have and up to what period those debtors are having, and accordingly, as per the guidelines, we have to book the, that is only a book provision, that is not a real provision.
So how much was it? How much have you booked?
That is around a crore of rupees.
1 crore.
1 crore.
Okay. Okay, sure. Sure, sir. I have a few more questions. I'll get back in the queue, though. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants who wish to take questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Tejas Gaikwad, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. First of all, good evening to everyone and congratulations for the good set of numbers. Just wanted to understand why we are getting the benefit of a zero anti-dumping duty as compared to our competitors. I probably missed that part, so just wanted to know that.
They have Worthington in USA is a company who manufactures disposable cylinders, and they have put a case against us for anti-dumping duty. And after the scrutiny verification for last 6 months, finally the US DOC has said that 0% anti-dumping duty in case of Inox India. Whereas our competitors in India have got around anti-dumping plus CVD put together around 8% plus. So we have that advantage of 8% in our favor. And that's why we are saying that we will get more orders from US.
Yeah, that I understand, sir. Just wanted to understand, but why is the difference? Like, why we are getting the benefit of 0% duty and not?
They have verified our sales report. They have verified our production methodology. Any subsidies we are getting, and maybe the proper documentation we could provide to them as compared to our competitors. And that's why, based on their total investigation, they have seen that Inox India is not doing it.
Oh, sorry, I could not hear you. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
So what I was telling you that we got 0%, whereas our competitor has gone 8% plus. So we have that advantage of 8% over our competitors. That's why we could sell more into this region as compared to our competitors. And we have proved that by through our sales data, through our production data, through our manufacturing data, and all other information which was required by the ESDOC, we could provide this in time and in truth data, correct data we could provide. Whereas all our competitors, it was difficult for them to provide them data, maybe because they are not having the data, or maybe they are not keeping it in ERP or whatever, I don't know. But this is the reason why they were so happy with our data and our presentations, and they have concluded that Inox is not doing any anti-dumping into US.
Okay, got it. That sounds really great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunny, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So actually, I was seeing in the last 3 years, we had grown our revenue by about 25% year on year. So where do you foresee, this run rate to continue in the next 3-4 years around this growth rate, around 25% in the next 3-4 foreseeable future?
Yeah, we wish that we should grow at this level, and we are seeing a lot of potential for this. Especially, there are a lot of new products coming in India on ammonia, and even in hydrogen, LNG, cryoscientific areas, like ISRO is putting the third launch pad now. So many such new projects are coming up in India. At the same time, our export has increased, is increasing slowly and steadily as we have changed our strategy and we have put the salesperson and the marketing guys into various areas. Now we have people in Germany, we have people in Switzerland, we have in Poland, we have in Netherlands, we have in Brazil. So we are putting all our efforts to see that we have local sales network available and they can get more and more orders. So with this strategy, our export is also likely to grow very fast now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. And sir, another thing, I was seeing in your investor presentation that you have received an order from Adani for 5 LNG fueling stations. So can you please quantify what is the quantum of this order from Adani? Approximately.
This is Adani. We have tied up with Adani with MOU, and this is a preferential treatment will be given to Inox India for all their LNG and hydrogen requirements. So they have a plan of very big plan of putting many LNG fueling stations, LCNG stations, and conversion of their cement and mining trucks from diesel to LNG. And even they are trying to have hydrogen fuel tanks and hydrogen stations, some fuel stations like that. So they have big plans. So they said, okay, come on, we will work with you for back-to-back rather than spending time with others. And we are now their preferred partners. And as the initial, after signing the MOU, they have given us 5 fueling stations which will be installed across the Golden Quadrilateral, and with which they are hopeful that the buses and trucks will can get LNG fuel very easily from these stations. And there are many other parties, again, beyond Adani also, there are many such parties who are already involved. More than 50 such LNG stations will be in operation in coming two to three months. So I think this business is going to grow very rapidly in this market now.
Okay, so what is the approximate order for LNG station, one LNG fueling station? What is the approximate contract value for any one station?
Depends on the type of the station, the tanks available, but it is roughly in the range of 4 to 5 crores rupees, the one station.
Okay, sir. And so lastly, for that, again, repeating the same question regarding your other expense of 90 crore, which has risen from by about 20 crore odd crore. One was that receivables due to that India's provision. But apart from that, you also said there was a capitalization for the Savli plant and also. Was that a one-off expense? Was the does it account for the remaining 20 crore or odd crore due to that Savli plant? Or are there any some other one-off expenses over there in the other expense?
One-off expenses only because, you know, now the Savli has already been capitalized and the production already started. So, in future, it will be adjusted against the sales of the Savli unit. But in especially in 23-24, it was, you know, that there is no sale. Sale is very less from Savli, whereas all the expenses has been incurred, which has gone to the profit and loss only.
Mm-hmm. That's it from my side. All the best to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Agam Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My questions have been, most of my questions are...
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but your voice is coming very low. Could you speak a bit louder?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My questions have been answered by the previous participants. So just a quick question. So you spoke about a lot about one or two roadmaps. So can you talk about the new initiatives in terms of the hydrogen and cryo scientific division, which we are planning, maybe that might fructify in next one or two years? Can you briefly talk about that?
Yeah, the hydrogen is the future fuel. And in India, you know, the green hydrogen mission task is taken by all the major conglomerates in Indian market. And we have been working very close with them for the hydrogen fuel tanks, fueling stations, storage equipments, transport equipments. But it is not so clear or so fast, I can say, because it is taking little longer time because of the higher amount of capital investment for the hydrogen liquefaction plants. So perhaps hydrogen is going to grow, but it will take some more time. But as part of cryoscientific area, yes, we are seeing a lot of opportunities in the export market, especially the ITER, the WOOST, the FAIR, and so many other projects which are coming up. And because of our good reputation and quality image at the ITER site, I think everybody is favoring INOX India, and we are very competitive as compared to our European and American competitors.
Okay. And typically in the industrial gas segment, who will be our customers, or what sectors do we supply?
So we have a variety of customers, but mainly customers are from the steel plants or the metallurgical industry. Then we have food, pharmaceuticals, petrochemicals, fabrication industry. These are the few major who buy these equipments.
Okay, sure. This helps. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Oswal from Oswal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Actually, I had the question for with respect to the other expenses which have increased by 30%, but I think that's been answered. And primarily, it comprises of the one-off expenses for the Savli, right? And I think going forward, what's the tentative, ballpark number which we should work with on this? It should be closer to 70 crores or maybe around 75 odd crores?
Yeah. Around
that
only, yes.
Okay, sir. It was answered, but just a clarification. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Kaziwala from Neo Multifamily Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So, wanted to know what is the percentage of, revenue from your existing customers, and why is the contribution declining?
No, existing customers, it depends upon their requirements, but there is not substantial decrement. We have got our certification from our major customers like Air Liquide, Linde, Air Products. So their requirements, as soon as they come, they will come to us only. There is no variation. But there are many new customers, especially in the cryoscientific area, LNG, and to certain hydrogen requirements. That way, slightly shift you can see to the new customers. But the old customers are working with us only, and we have like annual contracts with them. So they will not go here and there. And they will definitely come as soon as their requirements are there in the market.
And is Linde currently buying, Linde India currently buying from us, or they completely stopped?
No, Linde India buys from us. Linde Project Division buys from us. But yes, their offtake has slightly reduced.
How much could that be, and how and in what time do you expect them to go to completely zero?
That depends on their speed of working, but in my opinion, these plants cannot come up in 6 months or 1 year. It will take at least 3 to 5 years, basically because it requires a lot of approvals from many bodies, government authorities, ASME, EN certifications, and a lot of training has to be imparted to the people, and designing, it takes time. So it's not a very quickly they can do it, in my opinion.
And in terms of hydrogen, so let's say, assume if the government is able to achieve its plan, target of, you know, 5 million ton of hydrogen over the next 4 or 5 years or so, so if all those are things fall in place, then how much of that could translate into your revenue, considering all the products that you sell, the tanks and valves and everything?
The question is good but difficult to answer at this moment, perhaps, because we don't know how fast they will do it. But overall, if you see, for a project, at least 20% revenue will be for liquid hydrogen. Balance will be the air separation plant and other equipments. How much we can grab from that 20%, we have to see in coming days now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last questions for today's conference call. I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Deepak Acharya for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your active participation and for your questions. We hope we have been able to answer most of your queries. In case we have missed addressing any of your queries, kindly reach out to us, to our investor relation officer, Mr. Sunil Lavati, as well as our IR partner, Ernest & Young, and they will connect with you offline. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.